Scripture markers, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. Now, analyzing this scripture, steadfast equals immovable or unchangeable. What does it mean to be steadfast in Christ? Starting with a scripture chain, pointing to verse 20, having a perfect brightness of hope. To find out more about hope, start with 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20, and then read these related scriptures, marking them as you go along. Alma chapter 7, verse 24, Alma chapter 22, verse 16, Ether chapter 12, verse 4 and 32, Moroni chapter 7, verses 40 through 44 and verse 48. Analyzing this verse once again, and a love of God and all mankind. The first great commandments, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Refer to Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ. A feast is an elaborate, enjoyable meal. For the next week, make a commitment to try to get more out of the scriptures by feasting on them. And endure to the end. Patient endurance permits us to cling to our faith in the Lord and our faith in His timing when we are being tossed about by the surf of circumstance. Even when a seeming undertow grasps us, somehow in the tumbling, we are being carried forward. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, quoted in Ensign, May 1990, page 34. Feasting upon the Word of Christ. The words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. As you feast on the Scriptures, look for if-then promises. In the Scriptures, the Lord often tells us that if we fulfill certain commandments, then we will receive certain blessings. What is the blessing promised in 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20? Ye shall have eternal life. If we are true and faithful in this life, we may obtain eternal life. Eternal life is to gain exaltation in the highest heaven and live in the family unit. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, quoted in Ensign, March 2002, page 22. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of selected scripture, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of scripture markers, 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20.